Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dusty and Friends.
This is ham, soaked in rum. It is loaded with booze.
With Dusty the Fan Man Hera.
Eating your drinks? That is genius.
This is Dusty and Friends.
We are no longer in relaxing mode. We are now in survival mode.
Will you stop being so dramatic?
On 1080 The Fan.
Run, ham!
What you know about rolling down in the deep?
Hour number three, Dusty and Friends with you on this Monday. Tomorrow we'll be out of Langdon Farms. The 8th Fan Golf Classic presented by our friends at Audi Wilsonville. Tomorrow, I'm excited to see all the P1s out there. Go out, golf, some beverages. It's going to be a great day. 76 and sunny. That's like the perfect Oregon.
Oh, you can't ask for anything better than that.
No, we've had hot days here. Not too hot. Yeah. And it's probably going to be playing firm out there because we've had a hot stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to cool off a little bit. I'm pumped for it. Can't wait to see all the listeners out there tomorrow out at Langdon Farms. Okay, we were just talking Jetpack and Hyperloop. Which one would you take?
Yeah.
You posted on the fans' Twitter account.
Yeah.
A guy, in fairness to you, he's wearing a jetpack, and he is flying next to an airliner.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the one. In LA, this is crazy, but that's a company called X Dubai, where they do have like a jetpack type thing where he's got wings and everything strapped to his back.
Mm-hmm. So that's the one I thought you were talking about. That's Mm-mm. why I was like, man, that is bananas.
No, but it's very, this is very similar. Yeah. Like the video that you're showing is he's actually flying around, Dubai with this thing on, next to an, you know, Emirates Air, like airliner, and they're cruising. But apparently, X Dubai is like this extreme sports company that you can go and you can do all sorts of bungee jumping, skydiving, jetpacking stuff in Dubai because apparently they have that kind of money. I didn't even know this technology existed. And now you got a dude flying around at LAX with one on, and you have this group that does things like these in Dubai all over. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Text at 503-250-1080. It says, if I can keep my car in it, the Hyperloop, hands down. If no car, then I'm going neither. Jetpack or Hyperloop? That's my question.
No, you have to pick one. That's not the game.
That's true. I think I'm going jetpack. Final answer.
Yeah.
The ease of travel around major city to major city would be sweet with the Hyperloop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going jetpack, though. I don't have to fly at 4,000 feet.
No. I wouldn't be flying at 4,000 feet.
That is so crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever stood on top of, like a building and looked over and you're like,
I don't like
rocking
over overpasses.
Gosh. And you're going to crash.
I mean, at some point, yeah. Most likely.
We got a Hyperloop by a million. I wish both of them happen. I'm just sick of traffic, guys.
Yeah, right?
That's where I stand on it.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we got free agency. The legal tampering period starts, on Thursday? The 30th?
And yeah, then
we
3 o'clock Pacific.
And then we can hop in. That is an odd time.
It is.
3 Pacific or 3 Eastern?
3 Pacific, 6 Eastern.
That's dumb. Like, at noon Eastern, that makes sense. So the NBA just wants their... legal tampering to start after business hours.
Yeah, I guess. Well, let's get all the executives in the bar for happy hour.
Well,
One
thing that we do know is that it's already the tampering's already happening.
Yeah.
Right. You have the Nets have already granted Kyrie Irving permission to go and facilitate a sign and trade. You have this looming unrest with Kevin Durant, his teammate. We talked about all that earlier, except for we do have an update to this. This is a little odd. DraftKings has odds on the best place for DeAndre Ayton to land. And the Suns is number one. The Nets, number two. And then the Pistons are number three, because the Pistons have a ton of cap space with Jeremy Grant now being a Portland Trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
There was that rumor of the DeAndre Ayton sign and trade there.
Uh-huh.
But the Nets landing at number two, that would be more of a, not a Kyrie Irving sign and trade, because why would you bring in Kyrie Irving when you have Chris Paul and Devin Booker?
Yeah.
That would be Kevin Durant.
Oh.
A Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton sign and trade. Think of that.
Mm. Yeah, that would be something.
Because if you're the Nets, then you're saying, as Brian Windhorst said, and I think this audio deserves to be played again. Here's what Brian Windhorst said on ESPN today about how the Nets feel about running it back with Kyrie and KD.
The Nets are putting out there right now that they are prepared to lose both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They would rather lose them both than go through what they went through last season, which was a miserable season under the situation that Kyrie Irving contributed to creating.
So they're saying, screw it. If KD's out, if Kyrie's out, then we'd rather do that than run this whole thing back. So then you're planning on a build around Ben Simmons then, right? And looking at what is the best fit for a team with Ben Simmons, who can't shoot a three, but can move downhill really well. Your pick and roll offense with Ben Simmons and DeAndre Ayton, if you can facilitate that move and make that one happen.
What? Huh.
And for Phoenix, watch out.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You can have a replacement. Who's their backup center? Is it still Alex Len? Who's there? If you could roll with that, or that to me is one that you sit there and you look at. There's your world champions. It's the Phoenix Suns, and that's how Chris Paul gets his title.
There's no Alex Len. You got JaVale McGee. You got
JaVale McGee.
You got Bismack Biyombo.
And that right there, you have Olympian JaVale McGee in that lineup. Oof. And Phoenix would have to give up more. But
yeah,
think of that lineup, that crew that you could roll out there. Cause you're gonna have to make, you know, your salaries are going to have to match up a little bit. And if you can facilitate the sign and trade, that helps tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the latest DraftKings betting odds is the second leading contender for a sign and trade with DeAndre Ayton is now the Nets. That's how sticky this whole situation's going.
Interesting.
Apparently DraftKings it didn't see Damian Lillard's Photoshop.
Apparently not.
They need to take a look at it. My question, though, about like coming out of this and heading into Thursday is, for Portland, photoshopping Kevin Durant is nice, but it doesn't fix any of the issues that this team will have moving forward, to where a lot of that flexibility that the Blazers had was a move around the draft. And they got Shaedon Sharpe. And my feelings on Shaedon Sharpe are, at seven, they were in a tough position because this draft was very top heavy, right? It was the top three and then kind of everybody else. At seven, it was so undefined and so much of the same type of player, which we're not quite sure if we have really any stars outside of that top three or maybe five, six, yeah. Right? Where can you get the best value and the most bang in this draft? And you went with a kid that was the number one overall prospect coming out. He's supposed to be the number one prospect in the 2022 class. He reclassified to the 2021 class. He's never played a minute of college basketball when he was at Kentucky. That, to me, that is a little bit scary. But if you hear anybody who talks about the ability of Shaedon Sharpe, it is, he has the boomer bust quality where his upside is tremendous.
Yeah.
Like his athleticism, his ability to not just shoot, but his explosiveness. And he needs to be able to create and get a step faster off the dribble to beat guys and put them on the hip and get to the rim. But he's a great shooter. His highlight reel against high school competition, where there's going to be guys like me and Rust out there.
Yeah.
Running around.
Yeah.
On the same floor as him.
Getting schooled.
Pretty easy to look good. Right. But his explosiveness at the rim and his athleticism, he is that playmaker that could be a massive difference maker for the Portland Trailblazers. And to me, I'd say I'd rather take the risk of that boom or bust at seven than the bench player or the quote project, right? That has big flaws that you're saying, hey, if we can work our way around these, with Shaedon Sharpe, it's going to be like, hey, he's got it or he doesn't. Like, well, we know what his athleticism is.
Yeah.
We know that he can shoot. Can he put it together on the NBA floor? And if there's no guarantees anywhere else, that's the one I'm probably going to go with because that's what this team needs. You need to take, you know, an Anthony Simons. Anthony Simons, he was a guy who never played a minute of college basketball either. He went to the IMG Academy. It took a little bit of time, but we you could see that athleticism. The guys around the organization in the locker room were raving about him and saying, just wait, there will be a moment. There will be his time. His time will come, right? You know, and you can see it right away. The hard part's going to be is if you don't see it right away.
Yeah. Well, like with Ant, it even came, what was it, the final game of the regular season his rookie year? Where they basically sat everybody.
And he
I think he put in 45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and got him... It was actually a huge one is in terms of playoff seeding. The Blazers were going to be fine with taking a loss and dropping a spot. Well, they won, and I think somebody else had to lose, and they ended up in a better playoff spot where Dame ended up waving the Thunder bye-bye.
Yeah. But if you can, you know, if you're sitting at that pick with number seven and you've got all these different scenarios going on, if you got the kid falling into your lap who was projected to be number one next year and you get him at seven, that's a bargain and you got to take a swing.
And I look
at least now they've got somebody who's willing to take the swing.
I look at their draft was the day before when they traded for Jerami Grant. Mm-hmm. They got a starter in the draft week in Jerami Grant. They got a guy who
for basically nothing.
For truly the 2025 pick from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
They got the starter there. They took their risk. They cannot be done.
No.
This is where it's like, all right, hey, I understand the risk that you took with Shaedon Sharpe. I get the fact that this is going to be one of those situations where there's probably going to be guys behind him that have better careers. And are we going to do the exact same thing that Blazer fans do every single year, which is look back in hindsight and say, why didn't you draft that guy? Well, why didn't any of the other teams draft, you know, Bam Adebayo before Miami did?
Yeah.
Right? It just didn't look that way. And we can always look back in hindsight. And that's just the way it's going to, that's the way it will happen. But moving forward, what we can do right now is say, take Joe Cronin for his words. He said, we're trying to be aggressive. We know we're not good enough. And that, to me, is where Thursday and those first couple weeks of July are going to be the most important time because everything that they did, getting rid of and untangling the CJ, Norm, and Rocco mess to make this team better in the long run, it could go away pretty quickly because if you can't pull off a trade, whether it is a trade or you can't pull somebody in, and I don't even know who it would be right now because Zach LaVine doesn't fix your needs. And that's what Portland, it's going to have to be in a sign and trade situation. This team isn't good enough to contend. It will contend for the eighth spot, 8-10 and get into the play-in tournament. And the expectation when you have Damian Lillard, the expectation Damian Lillard has set forth and the expectation this organization has set forth is far greater than that. And that's what I'm excited to see on Thursday is there is direction. There is a regime in management that is actually, you know, kind of forthright in how things have been going.
Yep.
They tried to make a swing on draft night, by all accounts, for OG Anunoby with Toronto. It didn't work out then. Maybe you can work something out in the next couple of weeks where they're going to have to hit a home run, and it's going to be a whole lot harder now that they picked Shaedon Sharpe. But Shaedon Sharpe, that doesn't mean that he's not going to be a good player here in Portland because they couldn't get Anunoby for him. Or that pick at seven.
They didn't feel comfortable giving up what they'd have to give up to get it. And no, so, which, let's see what happens now.
The rumor was, Seven Hart and Little?
And Little, yeah. Which feels a little steep.
Well, that guts you depth-wise.
Yes.
Guts you depth-wise. All right, 503-250-1080. Hey, it's only took one and it's already better. Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
Live Tour is coming to Portland this weekend. We got the out at Pumpkin Ridge there. And they've only had one event, yet already their field for the Live Tournament is better than what the one the PGA Tour is going to roll out this weekend. Think of this. So the John Deere, which historically has had kind of weaker fields, that's the stop on the PGA Tour this week. They were going to be headlined by, like, Daniel Berger was supposed to be the best, biggest name out there. He even had to drop out. So it's like Webb Simpson that is, like, the biggest name that's going to be at the John Deere Classic.
I mean, nothing against Webb Simpson, but yeesh.
Yeah, I'll take that shot at Webb Simpson. Yeah, he's not getting butts out there. Meanwhile, at Pumpkin Ridge, like, we're getting ready for Phil, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, now Matthew Wolf with the latest I heard in your update.
Yep.
He's defected to the Live Tour as well. And did you see the guy who left in the middle of the tournament this past weekend, apparently?
No.
Dude just, like, launched one. Didn't sign his scorecard, was just like, I'm out, presumably leaving the PGA Tour to join the Live Tour.
Wow.
Like, he was just having a tough round, was done with it, out, gone.
Let's burn this bridge.
Yep. But, you know, this is going to be the part that I don't know how much a lot of these guys are thinking through this. The lesser names, right? Everybody's making the big stink about the Live Tour poaching, you know, the big names. But what's going to happen to those lesser names as there's only so many spots that the Live Tour can have? If they're going to shotgun start and they're only going to have a 54-hole tournament, you will max out how many players can be in the field. And I think their field is maxed out at 48, right? Well, if that's what's going to happen and more guys are joining the Live Tour, well, as the bigger names join, you guys at the bottom who are scratching and clawing for your spot in your livelihood, right? You're going to start getting pushed out. And where do you go after that? Because you, like you said, go ahead, burn that bridge. You've already torched that one with the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And that's like, we were talking about, hey, I'd take 105 or 115 grand for taking last place like these guys in the lifter. Well, yeah, that's what guys like Matthew Wolff are sitting there and looking at and like, hey, I know that I'm better than that. And so that guy who made 115 grand, the guy who made 250 grand and took 36th place. Well, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and I'm going to get that kind of action.
Yeah.
And all those lesser guys get bumped out.
And the thing is, they're not going to have a home to come back to because it's not just the PGA Tour. It's also the Korn Ferry Tour. It's the Champions Tour. It's PGA Tour Latino America, PGA Tour Europe.
This is going to be the conundrum moving forward. The reception that is going to be out at Pumpkin Ridge this weekend is going to be an interesting one. I've seen that the AP article that has come out. I know that the Oregonian has had some stuff, but now like you have, you know, the mayor of North Plains has come out, Ron Wyden, the senator for the great state of Oregon.
I think I saw 10 other mayors. I want to say two came
stepped out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the booming metropolis that is North Plains though.
3,400 people, I think it's in.
Oh, is that how many people are? North? That's actually a lot bigger than I thought.
3,400, 3,400.
I agree. I heard what you said. I heard what you said. Growing up and living out there, I still am surprised.
Valid point.
I mean, that is a lot more. With all of the negative press that's coming into this, I mean, I don't know what they thought, like Portland, Oregon, this market would be the one that would be your foyer into the United States of America with the Live Tour. Didn't think they planned that one out very well. I will be fascinated to see how many people are out there. Because if you watch the London event, which I watched Thursday, Friday, now I know that Thursday, Friday aren't going to, move the needle as much as like the Saturday, which is their culminating day.
Right.
If you watched the London event, there weren't very many people on Thursday and Friday in London.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that it's going to be a big ticket to get out there and go and watch us, even though these are the best names of golfing in the world this weekend, and they're going to be at the Live Tour.
Yeah. Unless you go out there, it's tough to find it to watch it on a screen anywhere, too.
Yeah, and this is an interesting one. This text says, I'm waiting for the PGA Tour World Rankings to take away points for missing tournaments for things like LIV. Well, that may be the punishment that may have a little bit more, recourse than just saying you're never going to come back and we're going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
I think what's going to end up happening is they'll start docking people for things like that, because right now they're saying you can't return.
Yeah.
There's been enough big names to where you're going to want some of these guys back, and the majors are going to put the clamps that much more down on the majors to definitively say what the future looks like with LIV golfers.
Well, and I think when the tour said that they were not going to be welcomed back, I think they thought that that was going to have a bit more teeth to it than it has turned out to have.
Yep. Yep. I don't know. As we have a lot of texters that are coming in, they're saying, hey, me and my four buddies will be there on Saturday. P1 Otter says this other one that says, you guys should go. The Liv's going to take over. They already have all the heavy hitters there. I mean, I think that it's incredible how many people are softening to it as well. And it's going to, and how quickly that it's happened. I think that the numbers aren't going to be what if it was a PGA Tour event with all of these same names, right? It would be one of the biggest events to come through here. There's so much negative attention and negative press. I still think it's going to be an okay draw, but it's not going to be anywhere near what the names that are going to be out there should garner.
No, not, I don't, that's not going to be close.
I mean, the names that are going to be out there, oh, man. I don't know if the Live Tour is going to last past this year, but it's going to, these are names that we would never see come through here again.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be in one place. And it's the old pumpkin patch out there. My high school's home golf course, the old Glencoe Crimson Tide used to roll around out there. At, yeah. I wonder, I don't think, they probably don't have that one anymore. They used to be a high school home golf course. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, that is pretty badass.
I mean, I just wish I was good enough.
Yeah, right?
All right. Let's get some of your feedback on this. 503-250-1080. Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
503-250-1080. That is The Fan. Text on. I was looking at, I think that the Live Tour event is probably going to have more people than we thought out there. I was looking on their website. Their 3-day grounds pass is sold out for the event.
Wow.
I mean, if you have, so that's for all 3 days.
Yes.
If you have an extra $10,300 lying around,
whoa,
you could get the Club 54 Premium.
Does that get you like better concessions?
Oh, what this says is elevate your entertainment by capitalizing on exclusive experiences not offered anywhere else. Walk inside the ropes with players and caddies and watch as the winner lifts the trophy from the front row seating.
That doesn't have bad decision written all over it.
That doesn't seem like it's wildly overpriced. it's interesting the feedback that we're getting on the Fan Text Line 503-250-1080. It says, and this is kind of where the divided part of this topic comes out, is like this texter says, I don't see the problem on why people have such a problem with the Live Tour. Our own government works with Saudi Arabia backed companies, and a good portion of gas comes from there. But people get mad when pro golfers make a better living for themselves. The PGA Tour is a bunch of old stuffy farts. Me and six of my guys will be there this weekend. And I've said this all along. I don't think that we realize this. It's a story or anything is said about it. If Phil Mickelson doesn't come out and tell Alan Shipnuck, these are scary MFers.
Yeah.
Because at that point, that is what kind of got all of this stuff rolling, right? That's when everybody's like, wait a minute. They're knowingly getting into this, knowing that they're bad dudes. Failing to realize that the same company that is bankrolling this for $2 billion, they have investments. I guess, what, over $720 billion in investments or something like that?
Yeah.
In a lot of the companies that we all use regularly. And this is the hard part, is like, this has become the hot button. This has because Phil Mickelson came out and said, I'm knowingly getting into this with bad people because I think it's going to change the game of golf, which that was like the dumbest reasoning why.
Yeah.
Right. But it was that acknowledgement is why it's such a big issue, is because now you have so many of the prominent golfers that are getting upset, or that are leaving, and that's getting more people upset. But they're looking at it as, this is just my payday. This is guaranteed money in a sport where I also think that a lot of folks don't realize you miss the cut, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you, it's hard to make the, and we look at, and this is like, Phil was trying to do the I'm doing this for all the guys under me who aren't me. Well, no, you're doing it too because you're getting $200 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Another one, 503-250-1080. It says, this is the first chance for me to see professional golfers this close locally, and that's why I'm going. $70 and hopefully hot dogs aren't 10, but still, I'm intrigued. This another one says, I get the money, but as far as competition, what is it, like a traveling circus? Come pay to see the best players golf. Well, that's what they're doing. That's what all these... this is the best field of golfers that you will see in golf right now.
Yeah.
Because these are the monster names, that the big names that are coming out with DJ, Phil, Brooks, all these guys. The Bryson DeChambeau hitting a 400-yard bomb on a tree-lined fairway. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will be interesting. And I think this is one part where I have to plead ignorance because I don't know where, a lot of the other money coming from in those other Saudis that the U.S. has business dealings with. But we know that, with this LIV Golf, it is directly the Crown Prince and the royal family, and it's their fund. And so it's directly from somebody that, had somebody murdered and dismembered.
Yeah.
And so... again, I have to plead ignorance on the other dealings outside of that and where other money is coming from and those other companies that our government deals with. But, that's the part that feels dirty.
Yeah, this investment fund is directly from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you look at where they have holdings, it is incredible. Whether it's Disney or Boeing or... a lot of these other, they hold large portions of stock in those companies as well, which, and that's the problem that I have. I'm sitting there like, whoa, the reaction to all of it is they're not good. They're not friendly people.
No, not even close.
And we know it. I was more shocked on where they're in outside of this, knowing, the LIV Tour and the $2 billion that they're bankrolling this one for. I was more shocked at all the other places that they have large stakes of money in and going, why hasn't this been discussed at any other time except for when Phil Mickelson comes out and says it?
Yeah.
That is crazy to me. There's one of the EPL teams even has a controlling ownership, right?
Well, and they just, I don't remember if it was Newcastle? EPL or Champions League or somebody, but somebody stepped in to block a sale also.
Yeah. All right. Well,
the government stepped in, I think.
503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Get you set for what's coming up the rest of Monday on the Fan.
Dusty and friends on 1080 The Fan.
.503-250-1080. That's a Fan text line. Some interesting text about the LIV Tour. We'll talk about that as the event gets closer. Thursday, all gets underway out at Pumpkin Ridge between the field and the Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club, huh? Mix of ghost and witch. It's always been a venue that the PGA is always, it's always been said that, just not long enough. Well, we'll see. We will see.
We'll see.
All right. We will be out tomorrow out at Langdon Farms Golf Club for the 8th Fan Golf Classic presented by our friends out at Audi Wilsonville. I don't know. It's not annual because we had a 2-year gap, right? We had to stop calling it that, so it's just the 8th.
Yep.
Next year, we can start calling it annual again.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Unless another COVID happens.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
Jeez, sorry. Whoa. Whoa.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I guess. I guess we're not. We're not going to go there, huh? Okay. All right, that's fine.
Not again.
Mike Lynch is back in the building today, though. It's good to see Mike Lynch and his smiling face He is being very respectful to everybody and still masked up, which I appreciate and love him. But we get to hear from Mike Lynch today in a very special edition of Primetime, Suk and Lynch edition, coming up at the top of the hour. Again, we'll be out at Langdon Farms Golf Club for the Audi Wilsonville 8th Fan Golf Classic. It is back. I saw everybody working out, working in the building today was feverishly putting together the boxes full of goodie bags and stuff like that for all of our golfers out there. So I'm excited to have the P1s back out there out at Langdon. I'll be out there morning and afternoon rounds. We're going to have a great time, and I hope you guys do too. It's one of my favorite events that we do here is the Fan Golf Classic. It's awesome, and I'm glad that we get to see all you guys again tomorrow out at Langdon. Couple of notes here as we've been kind of going on. We mentioned that, talked about it a couple times throughout the course of the show, but as Thursday starts, it gets closer and closer, and the NBA will have the floodgates open on their free agency starting up at 3 o'clock Pacific time on Thursday. Maybe they just wanted to time it up with the start of prime time. That's probably what they were doing.
That must be it. Yeah.
That's the ticket.
Gotta give them news.
Yeah, that's right. It is going to be very interesting. All eyes are on the Brooklyn Nets right now because you're now having, you know, the betting markets in Vegas are starting to hypothesize where Kyrie Irving and potentially Kevin Durant, if he gets upset and he wants out, where they could land. Kyrie has been given clearance to go out and search for a sign and trade partner, and right now the Lakers are the only one biting. I hope it happens. I hope that it happens to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because the idea that it will work again, I just want it not to.
Yep, and it'd be even better in this conference.
Oh, it would be. And I know, Laker fans, you call me petty because I don't like your success. I don't.
Anything we can do to take the Lakers down a notch.
I am okay with it. I'm okay with saying if that there's one team that I despise, it's the Lakers.
Yes.
Browns have made a big push up the power rankings lately, but and the Houston Texans may be up there after the news today that they've been added to one of the lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. But if you're talking where this whole thing has always been in my heart, it's been the Lakers, and not for any reason like the Browns and the Houston Texans. The Lakers have always had that place in my heart. It's just part of being an Oregonian and loving the Blazers. Or really probably just being any other team besides Laker fans. Because does any other fan base just like not really care too much for the Lakers? They're like, yeah, I'm indifferent. No. If you have it, you don't like the Lakers.
Right. Yeah. There's no, it's a love them or hate them.
Yeah. And we all know where we stand here in Portland on that. So those things to keep an eye out on as free agency getting underway. Coming up next, though, we've got Primetime, a Suk and Lynch edition coming to you. We'll be out at the Langdon Farms Golf Club tomorrow starting noon. We'll be live noon until 3 o'clock. Until then, all eyes continue to be on the rumors of the Portland Trailblazers and what they're going to do to make this team better. If you missed any of the part of the show, you can check it out on the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com, where you have our conversation about Lillard trolling with the Photoshop of Kevin Durant. We also have got, you know, Shaedon Sharpe and how this looks moving forward. Joe Cronin was very public with they're not good enough right now. They need to improve this roster. How they do that, it starts this week. This is going to be a massive week looking at the future of the Portland Trailblazers franchise, or not just this week, the next couple of weeks, as they're another couple of moves away. I don't think it's just one either. They are a couple of moves away in order to get this place where they need to be, which is improved from what they dismantled and unraveled with Neil O'Shea's mess contractually and roster construction wise, right? Because it was flawed. The three guard lineup was flawed. Having three guys under 6'3", it was flawed. But it was flawed to be a championship contender. They were good. They need to improve their roster and be better. And that is where it all starts on Thursday. Now that the draft is in the rearview mirror, they were unable to move the seventh pick and exponentially improve the roster. It gets harder to do it now that you don't have that seventh draft pick dangling. We'll find out the chops of Joe Cronin here in the next couple of weeks. All right, up next, you got primetime. Have a great Monday. See you Tuesday out at Langdon Farms and right here on 1080 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.